Would you like to be a yurt DJ? Would you like to have a show on yurt radio? You can have a show that repeats regularly, let's say every Thursday. You can have a show that's pre-programmed. You can have a show that's scheduled to play in advance because you can't be there at the time you want your show to happen. You could do one show one time. We'd call that a special event. We encourage radio dramas, comedies, radio plays, political, all kinds of topics. If you're interested to know what you're allowed to say and or do on your radio, well, the short answer is, we don't tell you what subject matter you should talk about, but everything you do should fall within the boundaries of community norms. We encourage you to have a program. First, go to radio.hampshire.edu. Look for the contact information. Send an email. Or you can go to Hamp Engage. First, you'll sign up to apply for a show. Then you'll propose three time slots that you might have your show during. The student organizers of the calendar will work out the best schedule and then get back to you. In the meantime, they'll arrange for you to get your training. You'll need to know how to use the equipment in the yurt to take advantage of what's available. There are a few things we can go over now that'll get you a head start on getting your show up and running and sounding good. Let's talk first about feedback.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hear about... Ladies and gentlemen...
One of the biggest problems people face when using the space is that if you play the sound of your show through the speakers right above the mixer, the speakers pointed right at you, and then you turn on the microphone, the microphone is broadcasting to the speakers, and the speakers are playing right into the microphone. This causes feedback. And that's one of the reasons why people turn the sound too low. They make it too quiet because they're trying to avoid the feedback by keeping the microphone low. But the problem is that's the wrong solution. Turn the speakers down quiet and keep the microphones up to the proper modulation. We'll talk more about proper modulation in just a minute. The best thing to do is to wear headphones. Then the headphones keep the microphone from hearing what the speakers are playing because they're playing into your ear. Cup phones are best, and good headphones are provided in the space so that you can hear properly what the audience will hear. In fact, this is one of the best pieces of advice I can offer. Have a friend listen to your first show. Someone who's in communication with you and can tell you that it sounds good or that it's too quiet or too loud or distorting. That'll allow you to zero in on the problem and fix it. And then you can make a note for next time. Proper modulation is a fancy way of saying the volume. The thing you need to understand, just to be able to send out a good show, one that's easy to hear and easy to understand. If I get right to the matter, I'd say that the number one problem is that a lot of new users, they want to make it loud. And the problem is you can't make it loud from your end, not as the DJ. The person who's playing the sound through the amplifiers, whether that's their earbuds or their car stereo or what have you, they have to be able to make it loud or not. That's their choice. All you can do is send a properly modulated signal. Let's hear an example. I'm sure the DJs wanted the listenership to experience the bass-heavy sound of this music. But you can't turn the bass up past 100%, or proper modulation, also called unity. Once you hit that point, once you reach unity, everything beyond that becomes distortion and sounds bad rather than loud. And as a DJ, that's easy for you to identify because you'll see red on the meters. Those level meters are an important tool for you to make sure that your signal is being properly modulated. Here's some bassy music properly modulated.
Check 1, 2, good job, like a razor. Make the crowd jump when I turn up the fader. I got nothing but love for the hater. But try to shut us down and you get the check 1.